sports. It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's so tight. Here we go.
It's tricky. Rock around. All right. All right. All right. All right.
It's tricky.
It's tricky.
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 This is my brand of rap. This is the stuff I grew up with. I love
tricky.
These guys. Oh, yeah. Love these guys.
Tricky.
Curly. I love this album, man. I had all the great rap albums from the 80s. So, like, I had
Run DMC.
I had Run DMC. I had the first Beastie Boys and then the second Beastie Boys. And
I saw Run DMC live.
I did. That would be great. I would have loved to have seen it.
Do you know who opened for him? EPMD. And other people don't even know.
I do.
But this is like soccer, right?
Well, music, I think, is more universal.
No, because people don't know who EPMD is.
Well, that's fair.
They don't know who Farside is, that they're one of the most influential West Coast rap groups around. They don't know that you have EPMD who was up there with Run DMC and their guy was DJ Scratch, who was probably one of the best DJs ever.
Well, you're dropping some knowledge on him.
Well, of course, I majored in college.
I mean, EPMD is no Kool Moe Dee or Houdini.
Well, I mean, Kool Moe Dee, but Houdini was not nearly as big as Kool Moe Dee, man.
I just remember Houdini. I mean, he's like early 80s, late 70s. Like, he goes way back. I just remember him wearing that big, huge sombrero hat and doing his Houdini thing. And then right after him, they actually started doing rap that was good. I mean, I have no other way to put it. Like, I never thought Houdini was great, but then you had the Fat Boys, and then you had Run DMC and EPMD and Beasties and just so many others.
Did you just put the Fat Boys in with
Dude, listen.
You know, the only thing that the Fat Boys were really one of the breakthrough groups at was they were one of the breakthrough beatbox groups. People, so they were the
pretty innovative.
They were the group that started the all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I liked the Fat Boys, man. They were fun. They were fun. That's when rap was fun. It wasn't just
wipe out one on one.
And then you had Will Smith.
One on one.
DJ Jazzy
Jeff. Will Smith was different. One on one.
No, no, no. But I'm saying people forget. He was the 80s. He was late 80s, right? With Fresh
Prince.
Yes,
he was. Yeah. Yes. And DJ Jazzy Jeff.
DJ Jazzy Jeff. And I don't think this was rap. The two kids with that weird hair, like the big.
You mean Kid and Play?
Kid and Play.
Yes, they were rap. Were in they fact, rap? Yes, okay. They were, and good rap. In fact, probably better than
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I don't know, man. I think Will Smith gets.
I think Will Smith gets a.
I know.
I beat you.
I know.
I beat you on
I
it.
I know you did. Here I am trying to have a normal conversation about music, which is something you like, and then you beat me to the one thing that I do well, which is, and you didn't even mean it.
I didn't.
Until it came over your lips, and then
not.
You smiled as that vomit came out over your lips and just sat there, and you realized that you had taken over my traditional post.
Yeah.
It's as if Uhura was having someone else tell everybody else what the Enterprise was saying. I mean, ridiculous.
Sorry, it just came out, and the minute I said it, I'm like, I just took your pun. I just stole your pun.
Anyway, Will Smith is a much better rapper than people give him credit for.
I agree, man. I thought Big Willie Style was a great album. I still have it. I still listen to it. Now, granted, I don't know that I speak for the majority of people who listen to rap because I don't fall into that age group anymore, but I still thought it was a good album. I still do.
I'm not saying that Will Smith should be on whatever, you know, mountain for rappers that they
no,
should
Rushmore.
Be on.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm saying that, you know, that he's underrated. That's all.
I agree. I think he's underrated, too. So, you know, we can agree on that one. We were talking about.
Well, what I was going to talk about before you were talking about your fencing, we were talking about that you can get a pirate
degree. Oh, yeah.
So MIT.
Michigan Institute of Technology?
Yes.
Maryland?
The Maryland Institute of Techno.
Massachusetts.
The Massachusetts. There's only one MIT, man. So, like, there's only one MIT.
Got it.
Okay, one MIT. But for a long time, if you've got, so obviously you have to be very, very smart to go to MIT. You have to have sort of a science, a math background since you're going to a technological school. So you get a lot of these people that are straight out of the movie Real Genius. If you've seen that movie with Val Kilmer. So, I mean, they are really like that nerdy and they need an outlet. And so they need outlets things to do to go outside. I mean, like you wouldn't believe it, but MIT has a football team, and they play in Division III. Like they have a factual football team.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That does kind of surprise me. Are they, I'm guessing they're not any good.
Well, I don't know they're very good.
I'm using stereotypes right now. I'm going to look this up. I'm assuming that they're not good, but I could be wrong.
Do you know
wrong.
What I heard? And you could probably, this is probably fake too, but do you know what MIT's mascot is?
A robot?
No, it's the beaver, the engineer of the world wildlife.
Okay.
Check it out. Tell me if that's true. I heard that from a comedian one time. I thought it was funny. And it sounds right. It's a beaver, the architect, the engineer of the, you know.
Of the wild.
So anyway, they need classes sometimes to just kind of blow off steam. And one of them that they have is for their physical education and recreation, you know, because a lot of these people were probably not athletic necessarily, you know what I'm saying, are not the gym people, but you have to fulfill the requirement.
Sure.
So they have classes that you can take in order to get a certificate, a pirate certificate. So you can actually be a certified pirate.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
So, okay, the requirements are, all right, what do you think the four things that you would need to know in order to be a pirate?
Well, off the top of my head, I thought there would be like...
That's right! Off the top of his head!
No,
that's the first one.
I thought it would be like rope tying. But I don't think
no, rope tying is not
I'm gonna
one.
I'm going to guess
of...
sailing.
Sailing is one, and rope tying is involved with that.
And we know that there's
fencing. Yes.
You said something which I would obviously agree with. It was like... pirate booty recognition, like
you know that you think that right,
the
but
ability
no.
to see, you know, what's gold and what's not.
No, it's not.
What's the other
you
one?
You just bite down with your teeth.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the only thing you need to know. So you need to archery.
Okay, that makes sense. Oh wait, does it?
Yes.
Did pirates use a lot of bows and arrows? I don't think of that.
Well, when they wanted to put like one rope to another rope, right?
Well, I guess that's true. I'm wondering if they're considering Robin Hood like a pirate.
He wasn't a pirate.
But he was kind of like
He
a
was
pirate.
Not a pirate in the least sense of the word.
Well, then I'm a little confused about archery, but I'm going to let that pass.
Okay, no, I mean, okay.
I just don't remember seeing a whole lot of archers on pirate ships in movies. But to be fair, movies aren't always 100%
well,
accurate.
Sometimes they had, you know, crossbows.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
they did have crossbows.
So it's archery, you
That's
know. It's
fair.
Archery.
Okay,
you got to know.
I'll buy that.
You know, because what you know, all of a sudden, you know, hey, listen, you need archery because you know what if you're doing, you're
That's
out on
true.
The boat, you're out in the middle of the nowhere, you're out in your boat, and your booty's hanging out over the side, and the next thing you know, you're getting attacked, and you don't have your pistol nearby. You need to know how to do archery.
Well, and Alex brings up a good point: flaming arrows. You have to know how to get flaming arrows into the sails and ships and boats and stuff. I'll buy it. All right. So archery.
And then the last one is pistol.
Oh, yeah, okay, because they shot their pistols. They had their little flintlocks and had like one shot, you know, black powder ball.
I wonder if you actually have to use the musket ball or if you can actually use like a, because you, do you know how good
That would be awesome.
Do you know how awesome a pirate I would be if I could go back in time with like a Colt 45?
Sure. Like you would
a
be.
A brace of Colt 45s?
You would be the pirate king.
I would.
You are the pirate king.
And this is my boomstick. The next one of you primates moves.
Shop smart. Shop S smart. So real quick.
If you don't know that, by the way, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, we're not even gonna tell you and fill you in if you're not aware of that reference. Go learn something. Educate yourself and be a better person for knowing what that comes from.
Yes.
So I did look up MIT engineers.
Yes. And they are the Beavers?
Their mascot is Tim the Beaver.
Tim the Beaver.
It has a name. Their nickname is the Engineers.
Yes.
They play in Division III.
Yes.
The New England
yep.
League.
Yep.
And it doesn't really have their record, which I'm going to assume means not good.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, It's not like they're, you know, they're not there to, they're not there to.
Oh, wait. No, here it is.
What?
Got it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
What are they? Are they any good? Have they won a game? I mean, seriously,
no.
Man, we've talked more about MIT football. Did they not win a game? 0-10? 0-11?
Oh, they won one.
Prairie M&M? Prairie M&M?
So they won two games last
year.
Wow,
look at football.
They won two games last year.
It's better than one.
Fair enough. Take us home, Big Willie.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963, and then she lost her mind and did the